Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Some Walker County homeowners could receive help paying for repairs to failing septic systems. The Limestone Valley Resource Conservation and Development Council has secured a second round of grant funding for properties in the Chattanooga Creek watershed. A total of $268,000 is available, with the program reimbursing eligible homeowners for 60% of qualifying septic repair costs. The program covers portions of Rossville, Flintstone, High Point, and Lookout Mountain. Officials say repairing failing septic systems can reduce E. coli contamination and improve water quality in Chattanooga Creek. A similar program launched in 2023 helped 22 property owners complete septic repairs. Residents can check their eligibility through the Limestone Valley Septic Program. A Trenton man is facing 7 charges following his arrest on Wednesday. According to jail records, 49-year-old Alton Scott Durham of Trenton booked on charges that include kidnapping, DUI, driving under the influence of drugs, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance. Durham is also charged with possession and use of drug-related objects, improper lane change or failure to maintain lane, and a seatbelt violation. Jail records list a total of 7 charges as mentioned. The charges are accusations. Durham is presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. A former South Pittsburgh High School football standout will serve no jail time after pleading guilty to reduced charges in a case that originally included a rape charge. Jamichael Buckner was arrested earlier this summer after being accused of raping a 16-year-old. According to court documents, Buckner has now pleaded guilty to 3 misdemeanor assault charges, including one described as involving offensive touching. The court granted Buckner judicial diversion for 2.5 years. Under the judgment, Buckner will serve 6 months of supervised probation and is prohibited from having contact with the juvenile victim. The original rape charge was not part of the guilty plea. A local church community is remembering a Bridgeport man for his faith, music, and the impact he had on others. 31-year-old Casey Jones Foster was killed August 16th at an apartment in Bridgeport. William Cagle is charged with that murder and is being held at the Jackson County Jail on $250,000 bond. At Kimball Tabernacle of Praise, Foster is being remembered as a talented guitarist and dedicated member of the church's praise team. His bandmates say Foster brought energy and passion every time he took the stage, and more importantly, had a strong faith and compassion for others. Praise team members say taking the stage without Foster for the first time this last weekend was difficult, but they plan to honor his memory by continuing to show others the same love and compassion he showed them. William Cagle's murder charge remains pending in court. After wrapping up a 3-game midweek series with the Dodgers last night, the Braves open up a 3-game weekend plus one series with the Colorado Rockies at Truist Park. The broadcast of the game tonight will pin to the end, of course, of high school football here on KWIN, but we'll certainly bring you Saturday, Sunday, and Monday's game here on Classic Hits KWIN. The Rockies and the Braves, a 3-game home series for the weekend and a makeup game coming up on Monday. And as mentioned, high school football coming up tonight. We're on the road for 2 big games. On 101.3 FM and AM 1420, the Dade County Wolverines travel over to Lafayette to take on the Ramblers. Airtime is 7:15 this evening, kickoff at 7:30. On 106.1 FM and AM 1480, you can follow the North Jackson Chiefs. That airtime is 7:45 Eastern, 6:45 Central. Both games anywhere on the free KWIN app. 2 teams, 2 games tonight, 1 home for high school football. That is Classic Kids KWIN. Stay up to date anytime 24/7 on our website at discoverdade.com and here on the radio throughout the day at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.